This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. How quickly can we get past impeachment? Weather was miserable in New York as we slept from Lower Manhattan to Newark Airport. We prepared for the worst, but arrived early with hours to spare, only to be victimized by almost every airport television droning on with statements before the House committee preparing impeachment charges. It was endless. Paint dries more quickly under close observation. In an era where truth and facts are no longer concrete and indisputable, and social media and cable television partisanship allow every narrative to be contested, it's hard not to feel that we're all treading into quicksand now. Polls are no help. Republican spins on the polls are now saying two things. On one hand, they're claiming that their numbers are moving towards supporting Trump as the hearings go on. On the other hand, their polls are saying that the impeachment proceedings are way down the list on the voters' minds, and the economy is boosting the president. On the other side, the Democrats and the analysts of the New York Times, looking at other polls and larger samples, find that impeachment is front and center on the voters' minds. Me, I just want it over already so we can go on to the next round in this fight. Even Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats seem in a hurry as well. Wisely, they got the charges down to just two. President Trump's soliciting foreign assistance for personal and political gain outside of the national interest, and obstruction of the investigation by Congress under its constitutional guarantees. Pelosi says the vote by the House will likely be right after Christmas. Then on to the Senate, where good things now go to die. Earlier speculation was that the Senate under the chokehold of the Republicans would have a speedy trial. Oh, I do hope so. Why prolong the misery? My worst fear is that they will drag it out as they try various pre-election strategies to see what the public might buy in Trump's defense. I worry that despite the deck being stacked sky high for Trump's acquittal by Majority Leader Senate Mitch McConnell and his acolytes, they will bend over backwards trying to act like this is a fair trial with an uncertain outcome, letting us all bleed out slowly but surely. The point has been made. Few on either side have any doubts about what the president did. This isn't about justice, but about politics. I wish the House had just censured the president and gone on with it, and while you're at it, I'd like 10 acres in Wyoming by a trout stream for Christmas. Who cares? Since none of that is going to happen, please just get this whole impeachment thing over as quickly as possible. Please. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.